Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 118th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Ghassan Hassoun, who is originally from Baghdad, Iraq. Ghassan and his family moved to Jordan when he was 12 years old, and later moved to Atlanta in 2008, and then on to Maine 8 years ago. Ghassan has attended Deering High School and Westbrook High School, Southern Maine Community College, where he also played soccer, and now will be starting a degree program in biochemistry at USM this coming semester. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Ghassan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were a kid who grew up with a very close family set of relationships, and I wondered if you could tell us more about how extended families work in Iraq.
Extended families in Iraq are like a very close family. They are the ones that are my friends, mentors. They are the ones that helped me out a lot in my life. Growing up, they were very, very, very close to me, to the point that I didn't have as much friends in Iraq.
Yeah. Did you have interactions with family all the time? Did you live in an extended situation?
I did, yes. My dad's side, I have about like 11 uncles, and my mom's side, I have 8 uncles, so it's a very big family. And you know, we live around each, you know, the same neighborhood, around each other's, so they were always there for me.
That's great. Must be a very safe feeling to be surrounded by loved ones.
It is. I always feel that I am always supported and safe. You know, like even in daily lives, you know, if I have like, you know, small fights with other people, they were the ones that stands by me. They're the ones that you know, always there for me.
Yeah, that's great. When you think back to your childhood in Iraq, what kinds of things do you find that you miss or that you think about frequently?
I always think about my family and think about the different places that we used to go together. One place that I always, or every once in a while, I go with my aunt is we go to the Tigris River. We go on one of the bridges, and we would look at the Tigris River. We also look at there was a hospital on the right and the mosque on the left. So, and watching boats, you know, and seagulls are around us. It was a great view that I always remember.
I think the Tigris runs through the hearts of Iraqis, doesn't it?
Yes, very true.
You know, did we take that with us? That's another home inside us, isn't it? Our attachment to the natural world. After you had graduated from high school, you went through the citizenship process and became a U.S. citizen, sworn in at Ocean Gateway on September 17th, 2013. What can you tell us about that day when you reflect on it now?
I'm very proud of that day. I'm very proud of the ceremony and everything that happens in there. It was I was 19 years old, so I was I did the ceremony with my parents, who were also got the citizenship that day. I think America gave me a lot of things. Gave me, you know, like safety in this country. And being citizenship here, and you know, having my citizenship here is it's amazing. It's a great accomplishment.
What kinds of things are possible for you as an American citizen that might not have been available to you as an Iraqi citizen?
Voting. one of the things that I was very excited about after I got my citizenship, it was on September 17th of 2013. It was about like two months away from like a local election. So I was very excited to go and vote for the, you know, for the first time in my life.
Yes, of course, because you were a young man. Had your parents voted in Iraq before?
In Iraq, I remember my mom went voting one time, and she had the paper, and it was already checked into the, to Saddam Hussein, who was the president at that time.
It was all filled in?
It was already filled in.
How convenient. So, she didn't have to think.
She didn't have to think. And, or one time where there is no other candidate other than him. So, my parents kind of lost hope in voting. And so they went, I remember I went one time with my mom and one time with my dad, and these two incidents happened. So, kind of, even after the war in 2003, there was some voting, and my parents kind of refused to vote.
They didn't believe it really would matter for them.
No.
Around the same time you became a citizen, you met Portland artist Elise Pepl at a TEDx Derigo talk and became interested in her project, which is called The Brick Project. Can you tell listeners about that?
So The Brick Project is about a moment in a person's life that they wanted to put it in a brick, put it somewhere in the city of Portland that they would remember. And it was a great project that I got very interested in. So I met with Elise after the TED Talk, and I told her about the place that I would like my brick in. And it was, luckily, it was the same place that, or the same street that she wanted to put the next brick in. So it was easy for me to tell her my story, and she was very interested in it.
Right. And so your brick says, Ghassan Hassoun celebrates becoming a U.S. citizen. Hashtag New Mainer. How do you think about that brick now, several years later?
This brick is a great accomplishment for what I have been. And so the brick is on the end of India Street in middle of like intersection of India and Commercial.
Down by Ocean Gateway, where Ocean you became Gateway. A citizen.
Yes. Yeah. And every couple of days, I go there and just, stand, so look at the brick and look at the Ocean Gateway and just think about my accomplishment. Hmm. It kind of helped me, to go sometimes to go through my day and help me bring me positive vibes.
It reminds me a little bit of how when someone dies, sometimes you have a headstone in a cemetery, and then when you want to think about that person or talk to that person, you go there and have those thoughts. Here you have a very life-filled brick, and you go there to think about your life.
Exactly. One other thing that I think about is about the accomplishment or the other goals that I have in my life. And it would be, it's one thing that I look at and I say, I accomplished this. And after that, I wanted to reach all my goals.
It's motivation too. Lovely.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you are listening to WMPG, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Ghassan Hassoun. Originally from Baghdad, Iraq, he became a U.S. citizen in 2013. And so this will not be his first voting experience in the United States, but it will be his first presidential election coming up on November 9th. So you are a citizen who takes voting very seriously.
Very.
Do you know of other Iraqi Americans who are getting ready to vote for the first time in this election?
Yes, I know. I know a lot of Iraqi that got their citizenship recently, that they wanted to vote. But to be honest, a lot of them have, they don't believe in the process of voting.
They haven't had good experiences with it in the past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they always think that, I mean, my voice would not matter. I'm trying harder to convince them to that, you know, your voice is important. If it's not in the big election, it's in the local election, and you can help someone that that have similar ideas and can represent you to be in power.
It can make a big difference in your daily life.
Exactly.
The stuff you don't even see. And in your daily life 10 years from now, when the laws put into place that they come up with now are really in full effect. Yeah.
Exactly.
What kinds of issues are on the minds of new Americans this election season, in your observation?
I would say, especially with Muslims, that would be, I think, the biggest issues, especially with the majority of Iraqi voters, I would say, are Muslims, and they are very concerned about the politicians that would be in power and how they are going to affect their lives.
Yeah. Do they have a lot of fear around the outcomes of this election?
They are. They are. And we were joking about going to Canada, too.
So are we. I'm not sure everyone's even joking. You know, it's a game changer. Where do people, you know, tend to get their information from, their news sources?
We usually get news sources from friends. And if not, from Arabic TV or news outlets.
Are any Arabic news outlets covering the American election?
There is. There's two. There is Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, and they both have good coverage. But of course, not as much, not as good as here.
Well, you couldn't have more news coverage on the election than we do here. It's as if nothing else is happening.
So, yeah. They have some coverage, but not on the, like, you know, mostly on the, just the presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the newspaper, the
yes.
Arabic newspaper?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, is that a source that people are using that you know of?
There are, I would say, some people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
you're seeing it around.
Yeah, I see it around.
That's great.
I was very excited to see it.
He's my next guest.
No.
Not next week, but the week after.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to learning more about that.
I want to hear more about it, too.
Yeah, and do you watch the kind of comedians talk about news as well?
I do. I'm very obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I watch, like, you know, like the Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah, John Oliver, all of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm very, you know, I watch them in daily basis. And they always bring a very interesting idea, a very interesting way of, like, commenting about, like, elections.
Yes, they can say things that you can't say when you're not joking around, too. I'm surprised sometimes by what they do say, the connections they do make. What kind of things make Iraqis want to or not want to vote in Maine? I think you touched on that a little bit earlier. But when you're trying to motivate people, what kinds of things have traction? How do you get people to want to vote?
I play a role of that they live, you know, their lives is here. Like, you know, if they elect someone that does not represent them, you know, he's going to do all the things that they would not make them happy. or like they would not be agreeing on. And it's hard. It's a lot harder to take out someone that is already in power that we don't like. Then, yeah.
That's speaking to your audience. You know, that's something they understand and have had experience with, getting someone in power that's difficult to remove versus electing someone that...
That new, yeah. Mm-hmm. I also tell them that, you know, it's all not just your future, it's the future of your kids. You know, you're building, you're also focusing on your kids and who you have. Do you want your kids to, you know, grow up in a government or in people that they would not help them as much?
Mm-hmm.
They always think of them that they are outsiders.
I've seen a lot on the website about teaching tolerance. It's from the Southern Poverty Law Center, talking about the fear Muslim students are experiencing across the country. And the kinds of things they're saying in school that express this really deep-seated fear. They've already had to leave one country, have had so many losses, and now they're worried that they won't be safe in this one. I don't know if people are all aware of just how much the politics affects the children today.
It's very, very affect. Whatever, like, in, you know, I think politics in school are very, very... you know, if effective, you know, people can say, like, you know, if you're with this, you know, if you're with this candidate or with the other candidates, you can, you know, have kind of friendship based on that. So if politics plays a big role in our school lives, how can we help, you know, students to kind of or like get them close together? Because that's our goal. That's what politicians work for.
Yeah. Do you know any young children who are being influenced by this election? Kids who have thoughts about this? I know your own siblings are in college too.
My own siblings are in college, and if that would be a good example if I want to talk about them. They're very affected by the politics, and my sister is, you know, always have discussions with my dad, because my dad is not fully convinced into voting, and my sister usually is the one that, you know, kind of explain to him all the questions and all the candidates that we have, and help him, you know, and can also convince him that this election is totally different and could change lives.
So where do you think you get your passion for voting?
I get my passion from one of my instructors that I had at SMCC. Her name is Rosemary DeAngelis. In her class, I had the motivation of vote in any election, no matter what. Because you can help change lives. And that's what she told me. And since then, I always have been motivated to vote all the time. And she always tell me that when you vote, you are also not just representing yourself, you're representing your community too.
Well, go Rosemary. What do you wish all Iraqis and other immigrants understood about this coming election, be it local or state or national?
What I wanted to all immigrants and Iraqis to understand is that we might not have a hand to change in the big election, in the national presidential election, but we always can change the local and state, and your vote is very important. Your vote is very important to yourself, your family, in your kids and Muslim, you know, and also your community. So voting is a great right and gift from America that we are able to do, we're able to vote.
Yeah. When I was promoting this show on the New Mainers Speak Facebook page, I also put a link to the League of Women Voters voter guide. So for anybody who might be interested in voting but feeling intimidated by all the information, because it's not just a vote for president, many choices. You get to meet all the candidates, their pictures, and where they stand on all the issues, and compare them side by side, look at your sample ballot if you want to, I think. Look at all the referendum questions. And so I will make another link to that page. I'll also link to the BRIC project on my website so that you can get to see Ghassan's BRIC in its shining glory that he visits. What kinds of things, Ghassan, can you tell us that you're dreaming about for your future as an American? You're looking forward. You're going to your BRIC. You're making goals. What kinds of things do your goals include?
Well, my first goal is to graduate from USM with my degree
in
biochemistry.
And you're interested in soil.
In soil, yes. There is that project here in Portland that Garbage to Garden that I'm interested in. I was hearing a show recently about it and about the person who made it. And since then, I have been having that idea of how I can develop that, how I can work on making how the garbage that we have at home can turn into the soil and how the effect of that soil can be with that garbage, instead of using, you know, chemicals and using just what we have at home.
It strikes me as these are really similar conversations. You can take the things you use every day and enrich your soil, just like you can take your everyday relationships and enrich your political culture.
Exactly.
And we can make something out of the pieces we have. Ghassan, you are a bright, considerate, conscientious, and engaged young man. I very much appreciate your courage and willingness to share your thoughts on this upcoming election with your fresh insights as a New Mainer. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you. I'm very glad that I was able to come and get the chance to have a conversation with you. I totally appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I am Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Ghassan Hassoun. Ghassan, I'd love for you to introduce this song that you've selected today and tell us a little bit about your choice. I was kind of expecting maybe something with an oud, but you've picked something quite different for us today.
No. One of my favorite artists is Bob Marley. And one of the songs that I like to listen to is Get Up, Stand Up. It kind of also related to what we talked about is, you know, to get up and stand up and go vote. Go vote on November 8th. That would be a motivation to myself and all and everyone to get up and go vote.
Have you ever considered running for political office yourself? And this could be your campaign song.
No, I never.
I think you should start with student council. city council and school board, and work your way up. I think you'd be a fabulous leader.
haven't thought about it, but thank you.
Yes, so get out the vote and thanks. This is Bob Marley with Ghassan Hassoun.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. don't give up the fight. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jab, jab.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up for